ABC Radio Darwin.
Pretty haunting, mesmerising stuff, isn't it? I can tell you just here in the studio right now, there's been a bit of an emotional response to the music that we're listening to. This is music that was recorded last year at the Tunnel No. 5 Festival, the Festival of Underground Music, recorded in the World War II oil storage tunnels in Darwin. The festival returns this year, next Sunday, in fact. Anisha Stipfold and Anne Norman are from the Tunnel No. 5 Festival, a festival of underground music, and they joined me this morning. Anisha, how are you feeling listening to that music and remembering the performance last year?
Yeah, it was beautiful. I know, just all three of us sitting here with goosebumps, and it just reminded me of walking in. I didn't catch the first part, and I walked in halfway through, quietly, and just went, oh my gosh, what's going on here? It was, the air was thick and there was, you know, a lot of emotion, and this voice just came, you know, rumbling through the tunnel. I heard it way before I turned the corner because it's such a beautiful space. It was incredible. I can't wait to get back in there.
And tell us a little bit more about who we were hearing from just then and what we were listening to.
Certainly. That was Jason Gwambal Guduwiwi. Was the primary singer in that, singing a song called Marpan Miapunu, which means green sea turtle, which is one of his clan songs. And before the gig, it was actually the first gig, and it was billed as my gig, a shakuhachi gig, but I'd come back from concerts in Perth with no voice. And I'd intended to play pieces that I use my voice with as well, so I decided, okay, this is an opportunity to do collaboration with all the other artists and they can just back me up. Mm-hmm. And so I just met Jason the day before and I asked him, what song have you got? I'd love you to do a piece with me. And he told us about the turtle song and his nephew, Sebastian Guyundala Budarwanga, also joined us. And then at the last minute I looked at Hank Rumbewas, the West Papuan singer, who was lined up for gigs later in the week, and I said, I'd love you to join us as well. And how about you join us on this turtle song? And I asked Jason, was that all right? And he said, that'd be terrific. And I said, well, how about you nod to Hank when he's welcome to come in? And Hank's like, what will I sing? And I said, whatever you feel like. And you heard him in that
and
song
that's what
too.
We heard
he's
just
got
there.
A very rich voice. And
the third voice that comes
in. And then we had cello by the Brisbane cellist, Sarah Hopkins, and myself on shakuhachi in that track, yeah.
And you were telling me that the singers were located in different areas of the tunnel?
Yes, the whole idea was we're using the tunnel for a stereo field, and that's what's amazing. We've got one row of audience, one long front row, and they're all sitting down side by side, looking at a rusty wall opposite them and listening to the right-left field of sound that's whooshing up and down the channel of the tunnel. And so we place ourselves along the tunnel as performers. So some of them have us on their right side and some have us on the left, and then they're hearing the reflected sounds as well.
Anisha, take us to the tunnels. People might know the tunnels are a sort of tourist attraction Darwin, but where are they and what's their history?
They're on Kitchener Drive down at the waterfront precinct. And it's just a little hole in the wall. Like, I've driven past that place so many times in my years in Darwin and never really took much notice. Sorry. and then all of a sudden, it's just opened up this new world. So it's opposite the waterfront. They were built to store oil at some stage during the Second World War, but they were never actually used for their purpose. And they do daily tours there. You can walk through. There's some sort of installation where you can listen to some story. There's panels on the wall, and it's a, you know... It's fairly popular with people who like to travel Darwin's war history, I guess.
Mm. And particularly with that focus, isn't it,
yes.
about the war history, which is what makes this So nice. Whoa, a real divergence from that experience. And how did you find the tunnels and decide that this was a place that you had to host a music festival?
It's a long story, I'll cut short, but I was on a quest to find reverberant places around Australia, and I'd started with lighthouses and was thinking vertical flute, which is shakuhachi is, bamboo flute. I eventually switched and went lateral and went for a horizontal flute, because I'd heard that there was a tunnel in Darwin. So I hitchhiked up here 2 years ago to hear the acoustic and put on a couple of concerts in there just to give it a trial run. And I decided it was glorious and it must be used for concerts. And then Anisha came on board and said she'd help me with the running of a series of concerts the following year, which was last year. And that recording we just heard then was recorded in gig one of five gigs last year, and we're doing five again this year.
Anisha, you were telling me about a beautiful moment last year with one of the dancers. There's not just music, there's dancers as well.
There was a little bit of dance last year, and this year, actually, Netanella Mizrahi has come on board as the second artistic director. She was part of the concerts last year with Anya Tate and Ernie Gruner, but this year she's taken on a slightly bigger role and bringing in the ad hoc ensemble as well as Kabita Ghosh on sitar, which will be beautiful.
She's glorious.
And two dancers. And yes, there's dance involved and light, a little bit of light play and beautiful, beautiful music. And Jason Guruwiwi actually joins them on the second night. Yes. And I just have to quickly say I'm really excited about the third night because that's when the tunnel will be actively activated with audience participation and students from the NT Music School. So that's a quite exciting one as well.
And you are performing in the tunnel, your shakuhachi, which you have brought in this morning. Are you able to play? I know it's not, I can't, the acoustics in here are nothing.
Can you wind in the tunnel for me, please?
Compared to what you'll be performing in. But just to give people a taste of what you do, what will you play for us?
I thought I'd play a little bit of a Zen meditation. So this is part of the Japanese tradition of shakuhachi. It's called Heart Moon.
On the shakuhachi. She will be performing in the Festival of Underground Music in Tunnel Number 5, the World War II Oil Storage Tunnels. The festival begins next Sunday until Thursday with a concert every evening. And thank you for performing that. To give us a sense of what things might be like in the tunnel, of course, it's only going to be so much more resonant and rich.
Yes, and I'll be performing with a soprano and a double bass and percussion and a Yolnu songman. And then on the final, that's the fourth night, on the fifth night, everybody's in there together collaborating and making something totally new. So
it's going to be absolutely spectacular. Ladies, thank you for coming in. Have a beautiful festival.
Thank you. Thanks, Liz.
And Norman and Anisha Stitfold from the Festival of Underground Music, Tunnel Number 5, their website, Tunnel Number 5, spell it all out, tunnelnumber5.com for more information.
ABC Radio Darwin.